This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Good morning, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thanks for joining us at this special time on Pirate Radio this morning.
That's right. Today's guest is Dr. Jerry McGee, class of 1965, currently the president of Wingate University in Wingate, North Carolina, which is right outside Charlotte.
And, you know, something very interesting about Dr. McGee is that he's also a college football official, and he's refereed some really prestigious games, including the Rose Bowl. And we'll be talking with Dr. McGee shortly.
That's right, but we just had an okay game day weekend. Everything was great leading up to the game, and then we had a little bit of a hiccup on the field this weekend, but another great alumni tailgate last weekend. We're off here in Greenville for a few weekends while the Pirates are on the road. But for those with tickets to the alumni tailgate, it'll resume on Saturday, October 6th, when the Pirates play the Knights of Central Florida.
That's right. And, you know, that weekend, Paul, is also Military Appreciation Weekend. And so there's a reunion that's going to take place here on ECU's campus for the ECU military students, the current, the past, and the present, as well as their families. And there's lots of great activities planned for that weekend. There's going to be a social, a pig picking, and the cadets are going to share some of their current information or their current experience about the R2C program.
That's right. And folks who want to get involved with the ECU Alumni Military Reunion, they can visit us on PirateAlumni.com or give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD. What a great way to honor those who have protected our freedom over the years and those who participated in that special program here at ECU.
That's right. And there's also going to be some special recognition for those Army and Navy and Air Force Marines that are going to be in attendance at the game on Saturday.
Absolutely. Don't forget, listeners, if you're traveling to any of our away games, we have a tailgate coming up at Saturday, September 29th at Houston. Tailgate will start at 3:30 Central Time. Kickoff is the 6 o'clock kickoff. So if you're following the Pirates on the road and you're going to be in Houston or Memphis, tickets are still available, $20 a person. Children 10 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to sign up and follow the Pirates on the road this year in Houston and in Memphis.
That's right. And, you know, today they're going to be playing up in Morgantown in West Virginia.
A place I will never go again.
Oh, why is that?
Because, let's just say, we were not treated very well at all on our last trip to Morgantown.
I've heard that they have, you know, I've always heard that people say that ECU fans are kind of crazy and that they're loud and rambunctious at the games. And however, I've heard that the Mountaineer fans are a little bit even more crazy.
Criminal. Criminal can best describe some of the actions there, whether it's batteries being thrown or whatnot. But the Pirates are going to go up there and play. You're right. Game will be live on ESPN2. The game kicks off at noon. Lots of game watches going on around the country. Check PirateAlumni.com to find the game watch in your area.
Well, and, you know, Pirate Radio today, we've got ECU game coverage all day long. Right after this show at 8 o'clock this morning, it's going to be the Pop the Top on the Budweiser pregame tailgate. It starts 4 hours before the game, so 8 o'clock this morning, right after A Pirate's Life for Me. And then when the fourth quarter ends, the fifth quarter begins with the Bill Clark Holmes Call-In Show. So get all your game Get all your game day coverage right here on Pirate Radio 1250 and 9:30 a.m.
That's right. They are definitely the leaders in covering the Pirates, and so we are excited to kick the day off with Dr. Jerry McGee, our guest, which will be bringing his interview right up after these commercial messages.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
This is Lauren Davis, and I'm an ECU student, and my friends and I can eat out at over 40 restaurants when we use our University Meal Deal Card. The University Meal Deal Card is easy to use and is the no cooking, no cleaning way to eat. If you're an ECU student and are tired of the microwave meals or the same old dining hall menu, then you need to call 1-877-MEAL-DEAL today. Sign up now and receive over $100 in bonus coupons and free food vouchers. The University Meal Deal. How a pirate should eat. Call today at 1-877-MEAL-DEAL today or log on to umealdeal.com.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Help ECU honor its best at the 2007 Alumni Award Ceremony on Friday, October 26th.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor six individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Honorary, or Distinguished Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. Get involved, stay connected with ECU.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
We're happy to welcome President of Wingate University and East Carolina graduate from the class of 1965, Dr. Jerry McGee, to the show. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to talk with the Pirate Nation today, Jerry.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you and all my East Carolina friends.
That's great. Jerry, you hail from Rockingham, North Carolina. Tell our listeners how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, back in the mid-60s, East Carolina was a very popular school in the Richmond County area. We had five high schools in our area, and we always had a constant flow of students going to East Carolina. But I was really introduced to the school by a friend of mine who was a school principal who was taking graduate classes at East Carolina, and I would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning and ride with him down to East Carolina. While he was taking classes, I would visit the campus and get to know people, and that was really my first introduction.
Wow. Well, Jerry, is there anything, tell us a little bit more about your experience as a student here at ECU. Is there anything that stands out as being particularly memorable?
Oh, yeah. We really had a great time. Life was much simpler in the 60s for college students. You know, most of us didn't have automobiles. We walked everywhere we went, and we spent a lot of time together. Instead of everyone having a television in their room, we had two TVs downstairs in our dormitory, and so 40 or 50 guys would hang out on a Friday or Saturday evening watching athletic events on TV, and we really developed a close-knit group of friends that have stayed together for all these years.
Jerry, so many alumni have told us that it's professors or people they met in residence and student life and other staff members at the university who made their experience at ECU special. Who was that important person for you, or who were the people that stood out from your time at East Carolina?
There were a lot of them, obviously. The two people especially reached out to me during my time there. I was a first-generation college kid, just like a lot of us were back in those days. And I didn't know how to go to college, and my parents tried their best, but they knew very little about how to encourage me. But Dr. Clint Strong was someone that I admired greatly, and he sort of put his arms around me and encouraged me. And I had to learn how to study when I got to college, and he was just so generous with his time and helped me so much and shared materials and always called on me to do extra things in class and outside of class, and he really made me believe in myself. And then Jack Boone, who had stepped down as football coach, was the director of the intramural program. And he hired me as his student director of intramurals. And so I got to spend a great deal of time with him my last 2 years. And he was just such a loving and kind and supportive and encouraging person. And so I think the two of them were the most important. There are other names like Dr. Elliott in English and Dr. Woodside in math. And a lot of those folks had no idea how important they were to me, but I was pretty frightened, and I was a kid off of Mill Hill and those people putting their arms around me and believing in me really made a difference in my life.
We're talking with Dr. Jerry McGee, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Jerry, your career in higher education has really spanned through a number of schools, and you've had a number of positions at each of those schools. Tell our listeners a little bit about how your career has gone through that track, and especially how you became president of Wingate.
Okay. Well, you know, small private universities, fundraising is an awfully important part of the job of the president, and that was my background before I came here. I was in fundraising at Gardner-Webb University, later vice president of development at Meredith College, and also vice president for development at Furman. And I developed a lot of contacts around the country with corporations and foundations, and just somehow knew how to attract money to universities. So they hired me in 1992, and I was a local kid. I grew up 40 miles from where I work, and some people here knew about my work, and they gave me a chance. And I came here when Wingate was sort of a struggling school and had just become a senior college 15 years earlier and trying to find its way. And they really needed money here, and they needed to believe in themselves a little bit more. And I was able to maybe bring a blend of fundraising experience and some vision, and just got the people here believing that the school could really be something special, and it's really become a very special school.
Jerry, you know, alumni of your generation, when we talk to them, talk about the influence of Leo Jenkins. And since you've ascended to now a similar position of him, and you were a student on campus while he was the chancellor here at East Carolina, talk about what, if any, influence being around Dr. Jenkins might have on you in your current role.
Well, I absolutely adored him. I thought he was the greatest leader of my time, and he did such a masterful job of getting the legislature to invest in the future of East Carolina, and he was just someone that we all looked up to so very much. I had the benefit, when I was at Gardner-Webb, they called me and wanted me to host an alumni event in my home up in the Shelby area, and I agreed to do so with the understanding that I said, you'll do two things. One is I want Dr. Jenkins to speak, and the second thing is I want to spend a day with him. And so they brought him into town, and I went with him to visit area legislators and supporters of the school, and just sat at his knee for an entire day, and then introduced him that night at the dinner, and just being with him that day and talking to him about the plans that I had for my life and the institutions that I was serving and how I could do a better job. He was just so helpful, and later he would allow me to give him a call occasionally and chat about things, and he just was a source of great encouragement, and was a wonderful, wonderful role model. If I can be half as effective here as he was at East Carolina, I'll feel very good about my tenure.
Well, Jerry, you have quite a perspective, really, on higher education, having, you know, been a public school student yourself and now working in the private part of higher education. What are some of the challenges that are facing higher education today?
Well, I think we're all trying to figure out what online education is going to do to us. I think there's kind of a general feeling right now, and of course I know East Carolina has done a great job with online education, but I think there's a feeling that we still want the traditional college-age student to go to a university campus and enjoy the cultural activities and enjoy the learning at the knee of a great professor and developing relationships with other students. And so we kind of thought, well, most of the students who are taking online courses will be someone who maybe has a job or they have family responsibilities or they're in a region of the country where they don't have access to education. But that maybe is what's happening right now. But how does that translate over the next 10 or 20 years? Our parents going to start saying, well, maybe my son should just live at home and work, and that way I can make sure he's studying and he can just take all of his courses online. And we don't want that to happen. But we have to have that arrow in our quiver, but I don't want it to become the dominant way that education is delivered in our country. And I worry about what the future might be in that area 15, 20 years down the road.
So really enticing high school age students to go ahead and make that move from home and come onto campus and be a part of the campus community. You think that that's really important?
Well, I really think that I learned a lot of math and history and English at East Carolina, but I learned a lot more in that dormitory. I learned a lot more getting to know people from other parts of the country. I was like a typical East Carolina kid in the 60s. I'd never been anywhere, didn't know anybody, and being able to sit in class with guys from New Jersey and guys from Pennsylvania and Florida was a great experience for me, and it really broadened my horizon. And now, of course, we have all the international students on our campuses, and I think going there and living and learning how to live with other people is just a great part of your education.
Yeah, life experiences.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with Wingate University President and college football official Jerry McGee. All right, Jerry, now I know being a university president pays well, but you also have a job on the side. And I'm going to ask you a little bit about that. But first, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit by telling our audience that not only have you spent your career in higher education, but you've also dedicated years to the field as a college football referee. You've officiated over 330 games, including the Orange Bowl, Gator Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Peach Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, and the Rose Bowl. Tell us a little bit more about the other side of you.
Well, I think everybody needs to have some place that they can hide. And I choose to hide on the football field.
Now, wait a second. You wear the stripes, and
you're the only person I know that can hide in front of 90,000 people.
That's right.
We always laugh when they tell us to. They put a bunch of grown men in a pair of white knickers and a striped shirt and give us a whistle to blow and tell us to be inconspicuous. But it has been a wonderful part of my life. You know, some people fish, some people hunt, some people play golf, some people read, some people travel. Well, I enjoy doing a lot of those things too, but my passion is college sports, and I love college football, and I've just been able to be right in the middle of some of the greatest moments in college football in the last 25 or 30 years. And sometimes on ESPN Classic, I go back and watch an old game I worked 20 years ago or whatever, and it's really fun to have those memories and have those experiences. And it gives me a nice perspective on how hard our own student-athletes work and the dedication they must show to do well academically, to have some semblance of a social life, and also participate on the very highest level in sports. So it makes me appreciate their efforts very much.
That's great. Jerry, take us through some of those most memorable games.
Well, I think that probably the games that stand out the most, your first college game was big. I had a high school game on a Friday night and had 10,000 people there, and the next day I had a college game at Guilford and had 400 people there. In fact, it was a college game. You know, it was a really big deal for me. But I remember my first ACC game was James Madison at Virginia, and James Madison upset them.
That's so right.
The coaches at Virginia never let me forget that.
Was that 1979?
It was way back there.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I worked a couple of Army-Navy games, which were really, was a really
wow.
great experience. And it just makes you feel good about the country when you stand in that stadium and watch those thousands and thousands of kids march in uniform and all. The two national championship games I've done were huge. The 1990 Orange Bowl when Notre Dame upset Colorado, and then the 1997 Rose Bowl when Ohio State upset Arizona State. And those games were memorable. The second Rose Bowl this year was a special experience. You don't expect to go there one time, but going there twice was really a bonus. And I got to do the Southern Cal Michigan game this year, but I love to do the great classics like Georgia Tech, Georgia. I've done that five times. Clemson, South Carolina. I've done that five times. Miami and Florida State. I've done several times.
Wow.
Florida State and Florida. North Carolina, Duke. I love to do the great traditional games. I did Michigan, Notre Dame one year. Those are just wonderful experiences.
That's amazing.
Well, Jerry, will you tell us what your biggest challenge has been professionally, whether it's in the classroom or in higher education or on the football field? And how did you overcome it?
Well, I think the biggest thing was believing you belonged in the president's chair was a hard thing for me because, again, I was just a Mill Hill kid, and my mom and dad worked really hard, and my grandparents worked really hard to give my brother and me opportunities that they didn't have. And I kept getting promoted along and moving from one school to another school. And when I became president, I sat in this office a lot that first few months and wondered, was I worthy? And I think trying to, you know, after a while, you look back on your life's experiences and what you can bring to the position, and you realize you do have something to give the place. And you work so hard that first few years, you look around and you think, good Lord, I'm working as hard as I know how to work. Am I accomplishing anything? And finally, after 3 or 4 or 5 years pass, you start getting some perspective and you realize that the place is becoming a better institution because you're there. And it makes you feel good about it. But that just making, coming from the background I came from, convincing myself that I was worthy of sitting in this chair was a difficult time.
Jerry, talk about what's next for you. You said you've officiated on the high school and college level. Do you ever have the dream of taking it to the next level and officiating on the NFL game?
No, I think professional football is boring and predictable. I go to maybe 2 Panther games a year just to hang out with some of my friends, but it's I don't like the game very much, and I prefer college sports because college, they really try.
Yeah.
You go to a college baseball game, by the third inning, everybody's dirty. You know, they're trying really hard on every play. And you go to some of the pro events, and they don't seem to put out a lot of effort to me. And I just think it's a little bit insane. We pay those guys the kind of money we pay them when we pay our school teachers what we pay them. And so I've got a little bone of contention with pro sports to begin with. But I'm in a curious situation. I'm probably going to be a wing at least 3 more years, maybe 4 more years or 5 years. And I'm starting to deal with the next phase of my life and what do I do and where do I go and how do I spend my life. I've got 3 grandchildren now that I love dearly and I want to spend time with them. But still, I've done a lot of world travel, but there's other things I want to do. But I'm definitely going to go back to my hometown of Rockingham and I'm going to build a library in the little mill community where I grew up, and because the kids there need it, and I was blessed to have the bookmobile when I was a kid, but I want them to have their own library, and I'm going to build a library there and name it for my mom and dad.
Oh,
and I want to build a children's science museum in Rockingham for the kids there so they can explore the sciences and learn more about our world, and just some things like that I want to do philanthropically, but. And I'm looking at a few business things when I retire, but retirement is a word that's very difficult for me because I've worked since I was 10 or 12 years old, and I can't imagine life without working. They taught you that at East Carolina, you know.
That's right. Well, we hope whatever it is that it frees up some of your time to come back down east and reconnect with the university and catch up on some Pirate football games and reconnect with some of your friends back here at ECU.
Well, I sure hope I can. Jimmy Grimsley, who just retired in the health and human performance area there, was one of my best friends at East Carolina. And Charlotte Jenkins, who just retired as dean down at Pembroke State, a very good friend. And we've talked about trying to find some time to get back to East Carolina because I've tried to give back as much as I could in recent years. I've been able to be a little more generous to the school in recent years. And I certainly encourage everybody to do that because nothing will ever change the fact that East Carolina took me off of Mill Hill and gave me real possibilities for my life. And it's done that for thousands and thousands of people, and there are a lot of young people who now deserve our encouragement, support, and just really give them.
That's great. What a fantastic testimonial, Jerry. And we want to thank you for sharing your story with us and bringing exposure to East Carolina University. As you well know, it's alumni like you who, whenever they get the chance, proudly say, I am a Pirate and I went to East Carolina University, and all the notoriety that that brings to our great university. And we just want to thank you on behalf of the Pirate Nation.
Thank you very much. I'm flattered to have you.
Great. And we will be back after this commercial break. Do you enjoy playing golf?
Do you want to help ECU students?
Then join the East Carolina Alumni Association on October 19th at Ironwood Golf and Residential Community for the ECU Alumni Scholarship Golf Classic, presented by the Hilton Greenville.
This two-flight Super Bowl Golf Classic supports Alumni Association scholarships given annually to deserving students.
Player and sponsor opportunities are still available. Great prizes and a Charlie's food will be enjoyed by all.
Register by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or visit PirateAlumni.com for details. Get involved. Stay connected with ECU.
This is Lauren Davis, and I'm an ECU student, and my friends and I can eat out at over 40 restaurants when we use our University Meal Deal Card. The University Meal Deal Card is easy to use and is a no-cooking, no-cleaning way to eat. If you're an ECU student and are tired of the microwave meals or the same old dining hall menu, then you need to call 1-877-MEAL-DEAL today. Sign up now and receive over $100 in bonus coupons and free food vouchers. The University Meal Deal, how a pirate should eat. Call today at 1-877-MEAL-DEAL today or log on to umealdeal.com.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept, paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today!
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit PirateAlumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. And Jerry McGee, what a nice man. And wow, he's done so much in his career.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a very exciting, all the games that he's been able to officiate. I did not know the rule about not being able to officiate East Carolina games. So
I know.
Glad he pointed that out to us.
Well,
boy,
of course.
We could use a little help.
Yeah, we'd totally have an unfair advantage, but it would be great.
It would be great. It would be great. But not to be overshadowed, all the good work that he's doing at Wingate University as the president of that institution out there, just outside of Charlotte there.
Right, and so awesome to have, even though he's the president of a small liberal arts college, it's awesome to have an alumnus who is so supportive of East Carolina as a large public institution.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, are you a member? We are at the membership section of A Pirate's Life for Me, where we ask that question. The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support the great university that we all love and to show your pirate pride. But did you know the Alumni Association can also help advance your career? Every East Carolina graduate wants to succeed in his and her career field after graduating. Membership in the Alumni Association provides alumni with career-related assistance through our partnerships with the University Career Center and by providing alumni numerous opportunities to network with other alumni. You know, each month, the Alumni Association sponsors Pirate Career Calls, featuring tips and advice on taking your career to the next level. Our alumni magazine, Servier, also features Career Corner in every issue. Pirate Alumni Network is a group of alumni who volunteer as mentors for current ECU students to help them get on the right career path to graduation. And of course, our online community, Jennifer, through PirateAlumni.com gives you access 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to other alumni to network, ask advice, and share your accomplishments. So, are you a member? If the answer is no, then join today and take advantage of all the career-related products and services and programs that we have to offer through the Alumni Association. If the answer is yes, thank you so much for your support of the East Carolina Alumni Association. Your support makes all the difference.
Well, and be sure to tune in next Saturday, September 29th. Our guest is going to be Jim Chestnut. He's from the class of 1963, and he's also a 2008 Outstanding Alumni Award winner. So that'll be right here at 10 o'clock on Pirate Radio, 1250 and 9:30 a.m.
That's right. Jim's a resident of Washington, the original Washington,
right.
not Little Washington, for our folks over there on Pirate Radio 9:30 listening. So you can tune in next Saturday over there in the original Washington and listen to one of your own be interviewed here on A Pirate's Life for Me on Pirate Radio 9:30 out of Washington.
Well, and don't forget that next week's football game is going to be on the road in Houston as the Pirates take on the Houston Cougars.
Right. As we mentioned earlier in the show, we're sponsoring a tailgate with the Pirate Club from 3:30 to 5:30 Central Time. The game kicks off at 6 Central Time. You can tune here in Eastern North Carolina on WITN at 7 p.m. to watch the game. Lots of football viewing parties going on across the Pirate Nation where you can gather with friends and fellow Pirates to watch the game. Visit PirateAlumni.com for details on all game watches and information and other upcoming events wherever you are in the Pirate Nation. And don't forget, Pirate Radio has the best Pirate football coverage all day long. Pop the top on the Budweiser pregame tailgate directly after this broadcast at 8 o'clock and for 4 hours of pregame coverage. Then, when the fourth quarter ends, the fifth quarter begins with the Bill Clark Holmes call-in show. Get all your game day coverage right here on Pirate Radio, 1250 and 930.
Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes.
That's right. Thanks, Shirley. Great show. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates.